Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Can you hear you?
Right, Jonathan, what kind of review are the utility companies asking for and at what percentage?
Well, I can tell you that, of course, all of them are calling for increment in tariffs. And just like you said, they need money to actually carry out infrastructural developments in their various companies. Ebenezer Baden actually spoke for the ECG. They are asking for a 64% increment. That is, the current cost per kilowatt hour is 22 pesos. They are asking for an increment of 36 pesos. That is up from the 22 pesos. And the Greco is also calling for an increment. And who spoke for Greco is, excuse me, let me get the name correctly for you. The Greco man is Kofi Into Uredu. He is the director of marketing and operations. They are also calling for increment in the tariffs that they work with right now, and that's exactly what we are having over here. The program is still ongoing. Right now, discussions are going on, and of course, the PURC is saying that they will look into these things and then try to get what they can actually do about it within a month. Greco is calling for an increment of 6 pesos up from the 5 pesos that they currently have per kilowatt hour. And it's quite interesting that the Ghana Water Company is actually calling for a reduction in electricity tariffs because it also affects their operations. But then they're also saying that they need like 800 million Ghana cedis to be able to carry out more expansion works, especially network expansion works. Pascaline.
Well, Jonathan, I think we have the voice of the ECG representative at that meeting, so we'll play that shortly.
Okay.
This is the ECG tariff proposal in summary. We have the distribution costs. 2017 is actual. We're making a huge negative return on our assets. But what we are saying is that we want to move from that negative to a positive return at least. In terms of CAPEX, we have engineering and network expansion projects, civil works, ICT, customer service, capacity building. Effectively, our proposal is here. 22 pesos is today. The tariff is 22 pesos. We're talking about 36 pesos for distribution. And then it stays around that number for the next 4 years. This is cost of service we are talking about. Then we have unbundled it into the various voltages. We realize that some customer groups are paying way above the cost of service. There's need for some tariff cleaning. So those customer groups, 600 plus residential, 600 plus non-residential, they are paying way too high. And we're saying that those must be addressed in this. So some realignment of tariffs we are proposing as well. Then we also mindful of the GOG budget and then some plans from GOG. Reduction in fuel prices. Now, these are things that are going to substantially reduce generation costs. So we hear the price of gas has been reduced by $3. Now, what this means is that all plants in the Western region, once they use this gas, the generation costs may drop by close to about 30%, 25%. This has a huge implication or reduction in transmission and distribution. So our proposal is dependent on some of these numbers. The car power ship, 450 megawatts, to move to Takrady to use gas, natural gas. This also will bring a major reduction in the cost of generation on that.
Okay, so you just heard the general manager, that's regulatory and governmental affairs of the EC. Ebenezer Baden actually talking there. And quite interesting, after all the companies have presented their proposals, the representative from the TUC, the director and research and policy of the TUC, Kwabena Nyako Otu, also came in to strongly demand that there should be like 20% reduction in tariffs across board, that is on all the utilities, so that it will actually cushion the ordinary Ghanaian. And he was also calling for the immediate shutdown of the Teshi desalination plant or the abrogation of contracts for that very plant, because he thinks that the high cost of it is actually affecting the water company, and of course is reflecting in the tariffs that the ordinary Ghanaian pays. Let's listen to what the TUC man said.
We think government must actually have a comprehensive policy and also invest in making sure that we move to renewable energy. On water, we think that the Tishi desalination plant should be closed down, or the contracts covering this should be reviewed or abrogated. We think that it is adding to the high cost of Ghana water, and there's no justification for it to be operated at the moment. I went to the Ashaman branch of the Ghana Water about a month ago because I have spotted two places at a place where I'm putting up a building. And there were two points where the water is actually gushing out for the past 1 year. So I made a complaint to them. And then my interaction with them made me to believe that, in fact, they are aware of it. It's about a month ago. I went there Saturday. The water is still gushing out. It's difficult for anybody who has seen such a thing to think that Ghana Water needs an increment in its tariff. So these are some of the things we need to be checking. We support, and in fact, PRC should take note that the political authorities have already signaled a certain intention, and the intention is to reduce tariffs. It is very important. So we support that. To that extent, we think that in this review exercise, probably at least a 20% reduction across board for all the tariffs would be necessary for the people of Ghana.
That was the voice of Kwabena Nyakun Otu, a representative of the PURC, who are currently in a consultative meeting in Accra.